Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are now listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bishop Lorenzo Crawford of Chicago. The name of the ministry is Thank You, Jesus Christ Ministry. And we are on the move. I thank God for blessing us to come together again. I hope that this radio broadcast has been a blessing to you as it is to me. And if it's been a blessing to you and you are getting blessed, will you bless us with a monetary donation by sending it to my email if you have a PayPal account? The email address is LorenzoCrawford59@gmail.com. Perhaps you don't have a PayPal account. You can send it to Lorenzo Crawford, P.O. Box 389-385, Chicago, Illinois, 60638. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the donations and the blessings you're sending me and sending this ministry to help us to build something for the kingdom of God. And this is what we want. We want to build something for the kingdom of God. We want to bless the people of God, encourage them with the word of God. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we're going to go right to the scriptures. So if you have anything in your mind and heart that you want to need prayer, you want healing, deliverance, or anything else that ailing you, plague, or anything that's contrary to sound doctrine, lay your hands on the phone or on your any device you're using to contact us, and we're going to believe God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, you hear the requests. Some silent, and some making a noise, but I know you touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Holy Ghost know what we need, with groanings that cannot be uttered. I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to bless these loved ones, these that's listening to the radio broadcast, speak to their hearts and bless them. They need your help. They need your blessing. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to command your blessings in their storehouse, to command your blessings wherever they're in, wherever they're going through. I'm asking your Father to see to it that they be delivered from whatever they're going through. And bless their families, their loved ones, children, cousins, nieces, nephews, friends, people that's not saved but they're praying for them. Lord God, touch the situation and bless them. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I truly thank God for his goodness, and I thank him for blessing us to come together again. And Lord, it's laid in my heart to, you know, I know people like to go in the Old Testament, and I like to go there too sometime. Lord, lay in my heart to stay with the Gospels. So every now and then I may drift, but I'm back over at the Gospels because this is what God wants me to do. So here I am. You know, we got four Gospels. Lord, put in my heart, pick one. Get one and let the Lord minister to me and minister to you. So we're going to go to Mark. And let's go to the 14th chapter of Mark. You can turn with me to 14th chapter of Mark. And I just allow God to just lead me, because sometimes, you know, no matter how you build a sermon or fix something up, if you let the Holy Ghost lead you, sometimes most of the time he leads you to what he wants you to say and what he wants you
to present to the people. Okay. Let's see. Let's go to Mark 14 chapter, I said. And we're going to start with the 27th verse. And Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that, I am risen. I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. I want God to keep me, and that's my prayer. To God keep me. Because it's easy to say what you're going to do until the hour of temptation comes. And when the hour of temptation comes, you can rest assured, if God don't keep you, you're going to fail. And that's just how it is. The one said this and one said that, because they are confident in their own flesh. And they got swords, and they purchased some swords, and they're ready to do battle with whoever Christ got to do battle with, but they don't understand the battle Christ doing is a spiritual battle. And he's not using the swords that they use. Because you must read the scriptures and stay with the scriptures, because the sword he used, he said in his word, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bringing it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And that they didn't understand, but they will understand down the road. And see, sometimes we don't understand clearly what God is doing, because it's all spiritual. So I'm asking God, and you ask God, as Christians, as they love the Lord, ask God to keep you. And he'll keep you. He'll keep you in perfect peace, because your mind is stayed on him. And that's what you want. Because when you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. That's what the scripture says. You got to be anchored in the Lord. And you got to trust in him and trust in his leadership. He'll fix it. Things can get very difficult sometimes, but he'll work it out, because he knows the beginning and he knows the end. And that's just how it is. They didn't understand. He allowed them to get some swords, because that's all they understood. And God know what you understand. He know swords. You can relate with a sword, because you fought before. But this battle here, this is a spiritual battle. You never fought this battle. And you must trust in the Lord all the way through, because this battle is spiritual. You're fighting an enemy you cannot see. And they all said, we're not going to forsake you. We're all there. They see the stick. We got two swords, and the ones ain't got no sword. You're going to use our fists. We're going to use whatever means necessary to fight these people. Because in their mind, they think Christ come to set up the kingdom as now. It wasn't time yet. What he had to do, they don't understand. He got to die for them. He must die. he must die. He got to die for their sins. Because the power that they need, they only can get once he died. They can't get that power if he don't die. And he know that. So once he glorified, then you can go out there and you can do battle because I'm giving you the weapons that you need to do battle. But without his death, well, there's no remission of sin. You got to have remission of sin. The sacrifice, the battle that you must do, somebody had to go before you and they had to die. And that was Jesus Christ. Could nobody else die because their blood has been tainted. When Adam sinned, we all sinned. So our blood became tainted. So that's why he must come. He must come and he must die. And he had to do what he had to do because Adam could not do it. And none of the children that came from Adam. They came from his blood. So he knows what's going on. He knows what's best for us. And when we think we don't know, when we think we know, we are sure. We're ready to go out and battle. They're ready to fight. They want to fight the soldiers. And they don't understand that Jesus said, this fight, I have to fight alone. I got to lay down my life. But once I do battle, and they do to me what determined was in the scriptures, I want you to meet me in Galilee. And that's what they got to understand. He got to do battle. And he got to do it all by himself. But after the battle, meet him in Galilee because he's going to give you power. So when he go away, he said, I'm going to send a comforter that he may be with you forever, even the spirit of truth. So that's Holy Ghost power. You can't do battle without Holy Ghost. And that only ones that really understand that is elders, people that's being praying and asking God's guidance and his leadership. They understand Holy Ghost power. So we can't do nothing without Holy Ghost power. You can't fight this spirit, these unclean spirits. And they're bigger than us. But with Christ, we're bigger than them. But without Christ, we can't fight them. We can't do battle. And God knows it. That's why he had to send his son to die for our sins. See, you're going to be offended. Why? Because you want me fight like you do. You want me to roll my sleeve up. You want me to ball my fist up. You want me to take that sword that we purchased and you want me to fight them. Well, I'm not fighting like that. I'm fighting. I'm surrendering my life. That's the fight I'm giving. And you're going to be offended because you think I should fight like you. And he said, you're going to be offended of me this night. It's written, I will smite the shepherd. And the sheep shall be scattered. And you see, once they smite Jesus, and they do to Jesus, they're going to take off running. And they said, no, I don't care who do it, I'm not going to run. Jesus knows they're going to run. Jesus knows they're going to leave. They're going to forsake him. But he said, don't worry about that. I already know all this. Father, put it all in my hand. I want you to meet me in Galilee after it's all over with. After we won the battle, we're going to win the battle. The winner of the battle is at the cross. When I give my life, once I gave my life, we won. But they don't understand that. They don't understand the Son of Man leaving and coming back. They don't understand that because they want him there forever. They want to set him as king. And he don't need them to set them as king. He is king. He's king now. And he's king when he lay down and die and be resurrected. He's king. But the power that he got to go get has got to be given to him. And when he went down to hell for 3 days and 3 nights, the king of hell gave him the keys. And when he came back, he said, all power is given to me, both in heaven and in earth. All power given to him. He didn't have to go down and fight. He didn't have to go to hell and fight the death. The devil is nothing to him. He created the devil, but he had to go and do something for mankind. He had to redeem man back to himself. And you that's been born again, you understand it. And you that don't know the Lord, please understand. You must be born again. Jesus is speaking to your heart while I'm talking, telling you there's a better way. You can't fight this fight with your fists. You can't fight this fight your way. You got to fight it Christ's way, because the weapons that you use are not carnal, but they are mighty. That's what he's letting us know. The weapons that we use is not carnal, but they are mighty. They're mighty weapons. They're powerful weapons. They can bring down strongholds. They can cast down imaginations. This weapon that we use, it attacks the imagination. If you're the thought, he brings the thought to the obedience of Christ. The thought, if they think they want to do evil. If the enemy want to attack you, when he want to think that he want to attack you, the Bible said the thought, bring the thought to the obedience of Christ, even the thought. They desire to rise against you. They desire to hurt you while you laying down asleep. They desire to use weapons to hurt you and to harm you. But the thought of it, he said, he bring the thought down to the obedience of Christ. And Christ is with you. You stay with God and you stay faithful to God, because he wants to demonstrate his powers through you. But you got to remember, they're not carnal. The weapons are not carnal. You can't fight with the weapons of this world. You can't fight with swords. You can't fight with guns and bullets and ammunition of this world. The ammunition that God's going to give you is ammunition from on high, to bring into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And that's what God has given us, those weapons. We can combat our enemies and we can win. You can't win with your weapons. You got to win with the weapons Christ has chosen. Sometimes he'll let you use your weapon. Go ahead and purchase. Because you got some people out here, they got dogs to watch their house at night. Some people, they got guns and they got swords and they got this and that to watch their house. But the Bible says, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watches in vain. So you can use your dogs, and you can use your guns and your swords, and you can stay up at night. But the Bible says, except the Lord build a house, the labor in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watches in vain. It's going to be the Lord and the Lord only. And everybody that's behind the Lord, all the angels and the heavenly hosts. And without them, you can't keep that house. Because those whoever plot to do you harm, they're going to do you harm. But if you trust in the Lord, no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the Lord. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. You can't use what you've been using. The weapons we're using now is holy weapons. Holy Ghost power. Those are the weapons we use. We cannot use the weapons of this world. We can't use these carnal weapons, swords and staffs. We can't use words to the great people and make them look bad and make them feel bad. We got to use the gospel and the gospel only. The gospel will lift them up. The gospel will encourage them. The gospel will bless them. He said himself, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. He said to himself. So it's going to be him and him alone. It won't be us and him, but it'll be him and us. So him, he as the leader, and we're going to follow behind him, and we're going to be led by his leadership. Be encouraged. I know they thought that, you know, Peter was a fisherman. A lot of them was sailors, and they was young, and they know how to fight. They know how to do battle. They did battle before. So there's nothing to them to fight and use swords. And they probably slaughter us or hurt some people. But Jesus, he knew, you know, we're not fighting this. We're not fighting the battle you chose. We're fighting the battle I chose. So when Jesus surrendered himself over to them, the Pharisees and Sadducees and the officers of the law and the sinners, he surrendered himself. He said, I lay down my life. No man taketh my life from me. I lay it down. I got power to lay it down. I got power to take it again. He laid down. He surrendered his life, gave it over to them. So, and when the disciples saw that, they got offended. Peter got offended so much until he denied it. No, I don't know this man. We got swords. I'm ready to fight. And he going to surrender himself over to him. No, I don't know. And I'm sure Peter probably was upset. But after Christ, after that third time, he thought about it. He thought about how Christ said, all y'all going to forsake me. He thought about you going to deny me three times. And when Peter thought on that, he wept. He went out, and the Bible said he wept bitter tears. He cried bitterly because in himself, he knew he wasn't going to deny Jesus. He knew that he had the sword. He going to kill somebody. He going to die trying. But he didn't understand that the battle Christ chose, that's what he didn't understand. He chose this battle. And Christ said, I'm going to lay down my life. I got power to lay it down. I'm going to lay it down. They're not going to take my life. I'm going to lay it down. I got to die for your sins. I got to die so you can have eternal life. I want you to go to heaven with me, Peter. I want you to go to heaven with me, John. I want you to go to heaven with me, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, and all. I want you to go to heaven. The only way you can get there, I got to die. I must go this way. And they didn't understand that. But when he got resurrected, it came clear. And sometimes it don't come clear until after the effect. So that's all it is. You got to, you know, people don't understand that we got to stand strong in the Lord and be faithful unto the end. We don't understand why we're going through a lot of things. We don't understand why things are happening in our life. But you got to stand strong in the Lord until God ready to deliver you from the situations you've been in. You've been in maybe a long time. Some people say, I've been in this thing. I've been around this mountain a long time. You even got a song said, I've been in a storm too long. But you got to stay right where you at until God ready to deliver you, until God ready to set you free. You got to stay there because he know what's best. He know what's good for you. And he knows what's in you. He knows what's in you. You want to stick it. You want to stick around. You want to stay with it. You want to fight that battle. He knows what's in you. He knows you can fight it. He knows you're going to stand strong. You just be faithful to the end. And he's going to bless you. And you're going to be, it's going to be marvelous for you. You're going to be so happy that you stayed, and you're going to be so happy that you waited on God. Your heart going to rejoice. Your enemy is going to tremble. All that rose up against you, all that said things and mocked at you, laughed at you, put you down, made you look bad, embarrassed, all your embarrassments, all your shame that you had to deal with, it's not going to be nothing in a little while. You're going to be happy. You're going to be glad that God kept you. Not that you went through, but God kept you. I'm glad God's keeping me. Not that I'm going through. I'm so powerful I can go through. It ain't me. It's Christ. It's Christ alone. It ain't me. When you think it's you, the Bible says, take heed lest you fall. And you will fall when you think you play a part in your power. You play a part in the life that you live in, the holy life. You didn't play no part. You just stood there, and God said, just stand. And you can thank God for you standing. Thank God for giving your mind to stay. You can't even get credit for that. You can't even get credit for standing. So we thank God for giving us a mind to stay. It's God. It's God all the way through. Thank you for giving me a mind to stay. Thank you for helping me to be faithful to you. Because thoughts come in your mind, you see, you want to, you don't know what to do. You were like you want to throw the towel in, but you couldn't go nowhere because your hope and your life is in God. Peter said, and Jesus said, "Will you two go away?" He said, "Where are we going to go? You got the words of eternal life. And we sure that you are the Christ. So where are we going to go? Where are you going to go? You can't go nowhere. Be still. Know that he's God. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. You just wait on until you feel like blessing you and delivering you. That's what you do. You wait on. Because you can rest assured he's going to deliver you. He's going to bring you out of all the situations that you've been in, all that hurted you. He's going to deal with you. All that put their hands and their mouth on you. All the ones that have been unfaithful and deserted you. And you knew you was alone. But yet you was not alone. As Christ said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And he's with you. It seems like you're alone, but you're not. He got himself, and he got the heavenly host watching over you and protecting you. We got about 60 seconds on this broadcast. I'll be leaving. But I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be blessed. God is good. And he's good to you. You be encouraged. That's right. And don't use the weapons of this world. Don't use your mouth. Don't curse it out. Don't blaspheme it out. Don't damn it out. Don't say swearing words. But ask Jesus Christ for help. And how you get delivered? By just trusting in Jesus until he's ready. And when you think he ain't ready, ask him for strength to keep you until he get ready. They keep me. Keep me saved and sanctified. Y'all be encouraged. Y'all be blessed. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye now.